This is the P-Bomb Report on your Blues 411 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Mudcat, coming to you from Hoopoe Acres here in Decatur, Georgia. This week, we present Chicken Raid Part 2. The Chicken Raid is an annual music festival now in its 15th year, held in Atlanta at the Northside Tavern. The event is named after one of Mr. Frank Edwards' biggest hits, Chicken Raid. The Northside Tavern is America's number one juke joint honky-tonk, perpetuating the diverse Southern culture live on stage since 1972. Over the weekend of March 18th and 19th, more than 100 musicians play over two stages, weather permitting, to honor the legacy of beloved Atlanta musical icon, the late Frank Edwards. Frank Edwards was born in Washington, Georgia on March 20th, 1909. At 14, an argument with his father caused Frank to leave home for Florida. In St. Augustine, he met Tampa Red. The two roomed together for a while, and after several years, he hit the road to play music. Going up north to play clubs in New York and Chicago during the summer, and back down south in the winter to play house parties, cafes, and in the streets. In Mississippi, he became associated with Robert Pettway and Tommy McLennan. On a trip to Chicago, McLennan introduced Frank to his manager, Lester Melrose, which led to Frank's first recording session for the OK label in 1941. War broke out, and Frank was drafted into the Army. Stationed first in Macon, Georgia, and then in Arizona, he made money performing for the other soldiers. He was discharged from service due to an accident, and he settled in Atlanta, where he met and played with many of the city's great blues artists. Blind Willie McTell, Buddy Moss, Curly Weaver, and Barbecue Bob Hicks. It was Curly who in 1949 arranged Frank's second recording session for the Regal label and backed him on second guitar. In 1972, blues researcher Pete Lowry recorded Edwards, resulting in a masterpiece album, Done Some Travelin', which came out on Lowry's Trix label in 1973. Mr. Frank celebrated his 93rd birthday on March 22, 2002 at Northside Tavern. The place was packed with friends, family, and fans. 2 days later, he was in North Carolina recording what was to be his last album, Chicken Raid. On the drive home to Atlanta, Mr. Frank, the most beloved and respected figure on the Atlanta blues scene, passed away. Until the end, he would put on a sharp suit and hat and drive himself out to various clubs around town to see and hear live blues almost every night. In this week's episode, you will be hearing artists who are appearing at this year's festival, along with a few who have performed in previous years. You won't hear from me again in this hour, but I do hope that you enjoy what we put together for you. Please check the playlist posted on the Piedmont Report Facebook page, along with some planting guides and tips, seeing as we are in planting season.
Them. Hey, I'm Donna Hopkins here with the Piedmont Report, Blues 411 Internet Radio. Sitting here with Mudcat. Stoked! Excited. Gonna be playing the Chicken Raid on March 18th, 19th, I believe, at the Northside Tavern. That's why I'm here today. Well, moons ago, I guess we're talking about 25 years ago, when I first came to Atlanta, I was playing a little place in Miss Kitty's underground Atlanta. And on my breaks, I would walk over to the Blues Harbor, and he would be sitting at the door, and then sometimes he would be playing. So I would go in and listen to him play, or I would go in and talk to him at the front door there. And he asked me, you know, what I was doing. I said, I'm playing next door across the street at the country bar. I mean, I was playing happy hour and making some money, you know. And so he came over, and I saw him stick his head in the door in a couple of times while I played. And I'd go back over there, and this happened for a couple of weeks, you know. And then one day I went over there and he said, hey. I said, what? He said, when you gonna do what you gonna do? When you gonna do what you do? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, when you gonna come across the street and play the kind of music I think you're supposed to play? And I said, well, I really need to, I don't know. I went home and I've always wanted to play blues. I was kind of what, a thread runs through my music of blues and rock and all styles, but it kept sinking in what he said, and I got to hang out with him and Gate Mouth there at the Blues Harbor and Underground, and it just stuck in my head. He would say these little comments that would just grow in, you know, in my mind, and he's the reason I went out and I found an electric guitar and started taking solos and writing the stuff I wanted to write instead of just over there singing covers and making money, you know. So, and then later I went to Northside, and there he was, and he remembered me from all those years ago. And he was just sharp as a tack, you know, that he was like, hey. I was like, hey, wow. And he remembered who I was, and I don't know, like he said very few words to me, but they were powerful. So that's my story about Mr. Edwards. Sometimes it feels like I ain't got nothing. Feels so hollow. My soul, so vague. Then I wake up. I am reminded my heart is not empty, it's full of love. My heart is full. Oh, my heart is so full of love. Look in the mirror and trust your reflection. Believe what you give gonna come back to you. Then you'll realize. Just keep your heart open wide. My heart is full. Oh, my heart is so full. heart is full. My heart is full. Oh, my heart is so full. Full of love. Full of love. Full of love. My grandmother grew the best tomatoes in on Sand Mountain in Alabama. And I'm going to tell you, they were delicious. And she would always be like, I got to get out here and put some sody on my tomatoes. I'm like, sody, what's that? She was like, I guess it was baking soda. I don't know. And she would ground up her little eggs and coffee grounds and put some sody, she called it, on her tomatoes. She grew everything, corn, okra, tomatoes. They were tenant farmers, actually, for Arnie Barrett. And he lived in his little house, and they planted and gardened, and, you know, they're farmers. So, yeah, and I was like, I got a few. My sister got the green thumb, but I remember a few pieces, you know. I still hadn't learned to grow tomatoes, which is my goal. I want to learn to grow a good tomato. I can grow green beans and peppers and herbs and things like that, but I've yet to master the tomato. Maybe you can help me with that, Danny.
Gal, she lived downtown. Used to be my baby, but she put me down. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good turnip green. The way she cook them, they can't be beat. Put a ham bone in them and they season sweet. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good turnip green. She wears her dress up above her knees. She can cook good salad and black-eyed peas. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good turnip green. Some last Saturday night, my money was not wasted. Tell your bars, it was out of sight, the best I ever tasted. Good for misery in your back, good for corns and bunion. I said, honey, that sure was good. She said, Brett, I know my onion. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good turnip green. Bow-legged man in the house last night, folks, this ain't no fake. He walked in the house and stayed 2 minutes, and he come out walking straight. I tell you, she can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good turnip green. Makes no difference who you are or where that you come from. She'll meet you out on the street at night and try to give you some. I tell you, she can cook good salad. She can cook good salad. She can cook good salad, she can cook good turnip green.
Tell you a story about a boy I knew before he was so good, so good, so good. Was just a girl when he found me, till he turned my world around. so good, so good, so good. The way he moved inside, as if he knew my mind. So good, so good, so good. I'm trembling in my bones, can't leave that boy alone. So good, so good, so good. The greatest thing since sliced bread to me. So good, so good. My mama says that boy is gonna be the death of me. I was a Flintstone baby, but now I take him daily. So good, so good, so good. The way he treats my body makes me get up and smack somebody. So good, so good, so good. I swear I'm his forever.
Yeah. Well, you did. Worst thing about a song, you can easily get the words, but the worst thing about it is getting a different beat. Different beat and a different sound.
Mr. Frank, what do you think of the blues that's coming out today?
They're making blues now in rock tune, in rock beat, I'm gonna say. Rock beat kind of threw it off a little bit, but it sounded pretty good, though. Rock and roll ain't it. It'll do, but it ain't like the blues. Wouldn't make it a bad night. Come in and make a record, you got to scuff a lot of make. Get a different from anybody else. You know that, ain't more than anybody recording now. But them days, boy, you couldn't. You got to be sure of good to record.
love. Love is amazing. Whoa, sometimes it makes you sad. Then again, it'll make you glad. Cause I know, love is amazing. Love is amazing. Love will make you cry. Well, when I'm tired and I feel a little down now, whoa, I'm in love, baby. It makes me wanna shout. Cause I know, love is amazing. Love is amazing. Love will make you cry. Well, love, I'll make you fight. Love will make you stay out late at night. Love will make a fool of you. Love will make you break the golden rule. Cause I know, love is amazing. Love is amazing. Whoa, sometimes it make you sad. Then again, it'll make you glad. Cause I know, love is amazing. Love is amazing. Love will make you cry. Fine.
I often think of the life I've led, and Lord, it's a wonder that I ain't dead. Drinking and gambling and staying out all night, living in a fool's paradise. My mother told me my father, he told me too. He said, my child, it'll all catch up with you. All of this drinking and gambling and staying out all night, you're living in a fool's paradise. Though I've learned my lesson, things in my life that I haven't forgotten said it right. She said, my child, you're ruining your life with all of this drinking and gambling and staying out all night. Son, you're living in a fool's paradise. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're living in a fool's paradise.
Pretty good, huh?
Everybody know John's gone. Everybody know John's gone. You're the king of the boogie, yeah. Yeah. Painted you, y'all. He painted you, yeah. You don't know about nothing. Man is gone. The man is gone. Man is gone. You feel him on. He way up yonder, blue heaven. Way up yonder, blue heaven. Looking down, yeah. Everybody, get together, come on. Everybody, get together, keep the blues alive.
Come to the Chicken Raid. Chicken Raid is the best blues festival we got going on in Atlanta. You can hear all sorts of music. You get to hear some country blues. You get to hear a little bit of everything. But the most important, we come there to celebrate our mentors and raise a lot of money for them to help them out. People like Essie Mae Brooks, Beth Guitar Watkins, Albert White, Mr. Eddie Tigner. We just come to celebrate them, and so glad that we still have them and celebrate our mentors. Celebrate the blues here in Georgia. I'm ready for Chicken Raid. Coming up in March, I'm looking forward to celebrating the life of Mr. Frank Edwards and playing some good old country blues.
Hey, this is Larry Griffith. You're listening to the Piedmont Report on Blues 411 Internet Radio with Mudcat. Don't forget about the Chicken Raid this year. Looking forward to it. I think I was alluded to earlier with Mr. Frank and advice, you had to literally be touching his lips with your ear to be able to hear it, because he was really soft-spoken, and you wanted to get right up in there, because you know if he decided to say something, it was going to be something significant. You know, he told me, son, don't play too loud. That's the best advice I ever got from Mr. Frank. Don't play too loud. It don't sound good. It's like the simplest stuff. It don't sound good. Don't play too loud. So yeah, that was the best advice. And so when I'm with Uncle Sugar and I'm playing drums, and the great Eddie Tigner, who's 90 years old now, and he's singing or playing piano, I think about Mr. Frank saying, don't play too loud. So I get comfortably underneath him when he's singing or when he's playing. When he's playing a solo, I think about Mr. Frank and I just drop down below him, because I don't want to play too loud. So that's all from Mr. Frank.
All aboard! Please have your tickets ready. California, Tennessee, New York City, New Orleans, drop me off in Mayberry, my old lady stepped out on me, conductor, take me anywhere, don't wanna be here, old boy, please have your tickets ready. Thank you.
Cincinnati, Abilene, Detroit City is fine with me. It don't matter, 'cause you see, my old lady stepped out on me. If you please, conductor, take me anywhere. Don't wanna be nowhere near, no. You know what? I've got to run, run, run. I've got to hide, hide, hide. Got to take a loaded pistol, keep it by my side. 'Cause if anybody asks, if they wanna know what's wrong with me, I'm gonna tell them, gonna leave me be. Let me grieve and be. Oh boy. Help me hurry out of here. Destination anywhere. One way ticket, I don't care. Too much pain up in here. You know what? I've got to run, run, run. I've got to hide, hide, hide. Got to take a loaded pistol, keep it by my side. Yes, anybody asks if they want to know what's wrong with me, I'm gonna tell them, gonna leave me be. Let me grieve in peace. Conductor, take me anywhere. Don't wanna be nowhere near, no. Too much pain up in here. Too much pain up in here.
And the advice that Mr. Frank gave Bill Sheffield was, don't wear short pants on stage. Don't ever.
That sounds like Mr. Frank. Yeah.
Well, you know, the last few years of his life, he'd come in on Sunday nights and at Northside Tavern. And that's when we used to rotate folks. It was Ross Peed and Frankie Motes and Bob Page and Bill Sheffield. And every Sunday I'd come in and Mr. Frank would be sitting there and he'd turn around and say, is Sheffield here tonight? So, and every once in a while he'd be sitting there and he'd walk over to the tip jar and put a buck in. It was usually if Bob Page was there or Sheffield, of course, and he liked Ross Peed, you know. Frankie Motes, I think we let it out too much when Frankie was there. We just got too loud and it was just not Mr. Frank. But he said to me once, he said, you know, you boys are pretty good when you play it right. So I'm taking that to the grave. That's my Mr. Frank story. I'm keeping that. You know.
Hey y'all, this is Shelton Cotton Poe, and you are listening to the Piedmont Report with Mudcat on the Blues 411 Radio Network.
I'm pray while I'm here in Jesus' name. Oh, joy brought me here, joy brought me here, joy brought me here in Jesus' name.
Mama, won't you please go ahead and let me be, cause I'm gonna play these old blues, Terry said about me. I had a gal, her name Lou. Oh boy, she knows what to do. There's another good reason I got to play this old blues.
I'm having good times for many years. Yeah, I got three women. Yeah, I'm having good times for many years. But no hell falling down. See my eyes, they full of tears. Yeah, son, one the cemetery, mom. Found seven of them is bad or sick. Yeah, son, one the cemetery, mom. I stand on his bed all sing. See, I'm wood so bad, yeah, I can't get my business in. Sandor done put him on him way down in that county jail. I said, and thought and put him on way down in that county jail. See, I'm running around all day trying to get somebody and go to bed. Said all that happened for the mom and started a phone fine day. I said, don't let it happen, mom. I said, inside a fool, find it. See, I wish many times that I'd be down in my grave.